Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, I know that I've mentioned this before, but I like magic tricks.
Me too.
You too, I know. I always have. One type of magician that amazes me is the quick change artists. Have you seen these people? They wear one outfit, and then in a split second, they change their clothes. And then they do it like 6, 8, 12 times in the span of just a few minutes. And you never see their old clothes on the ground. Right? It's incredible. Well, today's story of the Transfiguration sounds very much like a quick change act to me. Right, here's Jesus, the star of the show, and he brings his audience along with him, namely Peter, James, and John. Or as I heard a biblical scholar refer to them this week, Pete, Jimmy, and Johnny. So these three guys have front row seats. They see Jesus get on stage on the top of the mountain. And then in a split second, he changes his clothes. As the text says, his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. Plus, he then brings in his assistants, Moses and Elijah, and they help him on stage. The climax of the show comes when the fog machine kicks on. The cloud overshadows them. And then a disembodied voice from backstage says, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." And then poof, it's all gone. No cloud, no Moses, no Elijah, and Jesus is back to his regular clothes. I bet it was an amazing sight to see.
It was a magic trick.
Well, no. But there's a problem here. Like with quick change artists, this is not something we see every day. I mean, normally when people change their clothes, it takes them a little bit of time to do it. We can't just wave a magic curtain in front of us and all of a sudden have a new outfit. Seeing Jesus glowing on a mountaintop is not something we see every day either. In fact, we don't even get to see him in the flesh at all, like Pete, Jimmy, and Johnny did, regardless of what he's wearing. So even though this is a great story in the Bible, sometimes it feels like a magic trick. It's fun to see and read about, but it's not real. It doesn't apply to our lives today. Things in life don't change that fast. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they do. With pandemic life, we all know how fast life can change. In early 2020, we were just living our lives like we normally did. We were visiting family members and going out to eat and worshiping together in the sanctuary. But then on March 11th, 2020, the World Health Organization said that the, quote, global health emergency related to COVID-19 was now a full-fledged pandemic. And then everything changed. Travel stopped. People bought toilet paper like crazy. Face masks were becoming part of every outfit. And mass gatherings, like in-person worship, were put on hold. We know all about how life can quickly change. Oh, sure, we had some warning about this. We heard about this virus in China at the end of 2019. I mean, that's why it's called COVID-19. But we didn't pay much attention to it. Well, then it swept across the globe. We had warning, but we didn't take it too seriously. Well, then again, sometimes changes happen in life and we don't get any warning at all. Like, we don't always know when we'll lose our job. or when we'll suddenly become a homeschool teacher for our kids, or when a loved one will die. Life changes fast, and we don't like it. But still, what good does this story of the Transfiguration really do for us, especially during pandemic life? Right, let's be honest. I don't imagine that many of us woke up this morning thinking, yay, it's Transfiguration during pandemic. This is the day I've been waiting for. Instead, we probably thought, oh, today's Valentine's Day. I better make sure I have a gift before the big snowstorm hits tomorrow. Today is a day people celebrate love. Or for you, maybe not so much. Maybe you see this day as a made-up holiday by the greeting card companies. You can't stand all the lovey-dovey stuff that people do this day. I mean, that's where our minds are at right now, right? We're thinking about Valentine's Day. We're thinking about how we have someone special in our lives, or how we don't. We're thinking about how this is yet another holiday that the pandemic has forced us to celebrate differently. We're not really thinking about Transfiguration. So what good does it really do for us? We know that life changes fast, as if it were a quick change artist. But where is Jesus now? Well, he's right here with us. And this story reminds us of that. Think of it this way. The problem that we have with this story is that we often get caught up in the visuals. We're amazed at Jesus in his new outfit. We see the surprise cameos by Moses and Elijah. We're stunned when that cloud overshadows everyone. As I said, it would be a great sight to see. It would be the ultimate magic show on stage. But this is not a magic trick. And it's not about what you see. Listen to what that voice says again. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Listen to him. This story is all about listening, not looking. So what is Jesus saying here? What do we need to listen to? Well, right before this scene, Jesus gave his first prediction of his death and resurrection. Then at the end of this scene, we hear this. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Or in other words, hey guys, this visual won't make any sense until people hear the good news of the empty tomb. So we could say that this is the beginning of the end for Jesus here. That's why the Transfiguration is the turning point from the time after Epiphany to the start of Lent. Now Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem to die, just as he predicted. Things are changing fast. And yet God prevails. The tomb will be empty and new life will happen. Then it will make sense why Jesus was here with Moses and Elijah. We need to listen to him say that he will suffer and die and rise again. Moses and Elijah knew about suffering too. Granted, neither one of them died for the sins of the world, but they both did go through trials in life. And perhaps that's why we see them up there on this mountain with Jesus. instead of two other figures from the Old Testament. Moses had to face off against Pharaoh, and Elijah had to face off against Ahab. Both of these men did not have easy lives. They knew what it was like when life changed for the worse. But they also knew that God was with them, that God was for them, and that God was working through them. So these two guys, who also represent the law and the prophets, they were the ones who were on the mountain with Jesus. They gave him the support and encouragement he needed as he made his way to the cross. And after Moses and Elijah appear and the divine voice speaks, we get a beautiful line right at the end of the scene. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. Peter, James, and John just saw all kinds of changes. They just experienced something that they didn't know how to process. They didn't know how this applied to their lives. But Jesus was still there with them. Even when everything else fades away, even when this clear experience of being in God's presence changed to the fuzziness of regular life, even when they don't know what to make of it all, Jesus is still there with them. So that means in this world we're living in right now, during this pandemic, on this Valentine's Day, Jesus is still here with us. When life moves as fast as a quick change artist, Jesus is still here. When we don't understand what's happening around us, Jesus is still here. When it seems like we are all alone on a day that's all about love, Jesus is still here. Not only that, but he is the one who conquered death and shows us how true resurrection really is. Because of that, we are changed too. I mean, this Wednesday, we start the season of Lent. And part of Lent is about remembering our baptism. Our old self has died and our new self has come to life. And that is a quick change. It happens as fast as going down and coming up from those baptismal waters, or as fast as clothes becoming dazzling white. It happens because of Christ. So no matter what tomorrow holds, no matter how long this pandemic lasts, no matter how you feel on this Valentine's Day, Jesus stays with us. And he changes us into new people. We might not know how the quick change artists do their tricks, but we do know how we change from the old into the new because of Jesus. And unlike a magician's secret, this is something we can tell everyone. So in the name of the one who remains with us and changes us into new people, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.